starting, we're continuing Chayadim, Klamam Tess, and we're looking at Simon Gimel. Now, Simon Gimel, the Chayadim goes to a list of various different foods, which the bracha is Shahakol. And he introduces various reasons why that is so, that the bracha is Shahakol. So some of them will be because the basic bracha is Shahakol. Other ones are items which the bracha theoretically should be something else, but for various different reasons, is downgraded to a Shahakol. And some of them we will see when we learn the other Hilchos brachas, of those brachas, some more rules of this act of downgrading something from its regular bracha to a Shahakol. Okay, so number one, Aldabar Shein Gedula Min Oretz, items which do not grow from the ground, so they're not Rei Pri Adama, Rei Pri Oetz, etc. K'moy Boser, Dogim, Gvina, Cholov, Dvash. So meat, fish, cheese, milk, honey. So honey being honey. And now liquids, all liquids in general, the bracha is a shahakol. Now these things grow, they come from items that grow from the ground. So he's going to explain now why. So now he's going to a second group, as it were. Things which do grow from the ground, but even though they grow from the ground, the bracha is not a shahakol. Now, v'afilu socha peres lehotzi hamashkim. So there's no difference if the liquid came out on its own, or you intentionally squeezed the fruit in order to get the liquid. So arguably, if a person would intentionally squeeze the fruit to get the liquid, it means he wants the liquid to be extracted from the fruit that be used, so that give the liquid maybe arguably a status similar to the fruit, because that's the purpose of the fruit. It doesn't make a difference. That even dates, the liquid of dates, which the Torah refers to as zavas cholov dvash, so the Torah even talks about that liquid as being a chash of a liquid, because it talks about, Rashi says that's referring to dvash tamarim, that the dates were so rich that the liquid would flow out of them. So maybe, arguably, that should be a more chash of a thing, that should get a bracha of Rei Pi Oetz or Rei Pi Adama. He says, no, that also does not have a din of Rei Pi Oetz or Rei Pi Adama. Now he says, why? So, the chol zeh nik, hu zeh ba'alma, v'lo nikra pri, chutz min ha'yayin v'shemen, de'elo nikroyin pri. In Dinei HaTorah, the only two mashkim, which get a halachic status of being a mashka, for example, for the din of Atil Sedayim. So we know that something which is tibula b'mashka, if you dip a food into a liquid, so, and you're eating it, like we learned these halachas before, you're eating it with that moisture on it, so you have to wash your hands beforehand, since when a mashka is a vehicle for transferring tumah, and the hands are mirabonan, hands are a source of tumah, so a person beating shumah would have to wash his hands and be matara's hands in order to prevent the tumah from becoming tumah. If there be a mashka there, because the mashka will be a vehicle to transfer the tumah from the hands to the tumah. So we do that even when it's not tumah. So what are the mashkim? So we know the water is a mashka. We know that milk is a mashka. We know that dam is a mashka. We know that the tal is a mashka. Then we say, okay, what about, we have our primary mashkim, our fruit juices. No, just that which comes out of zeisim v'anavim, yayin and shemen. Yayin and shemen are considered mashkim. So, with no other fruits, the liquid which comes out of other fruits, and halacha is considered zeyah ba'alma. A person would take a pri of orla and squeeze out the liquid and drink it. He does not get malchus for eating orla, because it's not considered orla. It's just zeyah ba'alma. It's just the water, it's just water, flavored water. In halacha, it's just flavored water. So the bracha is a shahakol. The exception being yayin and shemen, and yayin gets a brei pi hagofen, and shemen gets a brei pi ha'etz. There are other considerations, maybe why I won't get a brei pi ha'etz, but based on this concept, they'll get the bracha bray poh. So something which is considered has an intrinsic status of a mashka has a chashivas. This is the pre. This is the pre of the tree of the fruit. Whereas regular liquid does not have that status. Val melach, val mei melach. A person eats salt. A person drinks a brine solution. Val morak shalbos. A person makes a broth, a chicken broth, meat broth. So all of those, the lacha is that you may say a bracha of shahakol. So that's our first group is things which do not grow from the ground. The second group that he introduces is the lachas of mashkim, what the status of a mashka is. And the next halacha we're going to talk about, we mentioned we will leave for the next year, is another grouping of something which does not have a status of Repriates, Repriadoma, but rather Brocha of Shahakol. Have a good day.